Today from the Ohio Newsroom, how one Ohio city is tackling urban blight.
Support for the Ohio Newsroom comes from Antioch University, providing students with the tools to explore and transform the world around them through online degree programs built on a foundation of social, economic, and environmental justice. More at antioch.edu.
Today from the Ohio Newsroom takes you around the state, connecting you to news and neighbors from all over Ohio. I'm Erin Gottsacker. A decade ago, there were more than 1,500 vacant homes in the city of Warren in northeast Ohio. The area's population fell rapidly following the industrial decline of the 80s, leaving a trail of empty buildings in its wake. In the past decade, one local organization has worked to address those vacancies. Matt Martin is the executive director of the Trumbull Neighborhood Partnership. The Community Development Corporation just released its 2024 parcel inventory update. Matt, that update found that the number of vacant homes in Warren has dropped substantially since 2013. How did that happen?
Well, it's been a combination of a couple of things, and most notably, renovation of properties that can be saved and demolition of those that can't. So where we have just under 1,100 less vacant houses, I would say probably 2/3 of that number has been demolished. And the vacant land is sold either to a neighbor or looked at for a community garden. And the other couple hundred houses have been renovated, allowing for homeownership opportunities.
Wow. And so help us understand the impact of empty homes. Why does it matter if a community has a bunch of unoccupied buildings?
Blighted and vacant properties cause a number of problems for a community. One, they're obviously just a drag to live next to, but they also have a safety risk. There's a lot of bad things that can happen in a vacant house. There are often fire risks. And then lastly, there's the property value aspect of the equation where, living in between two vacant houses, especially those that are abandoned, is going to significantly limit your ability to resell your property. So removing all these properties has certainly stabilized property values and helped fight blight and crime and other unsavory activity that can stem from these properties.
Okay. We hear so often about housing shortages in Ohio. How is it that Warren came to have the opposite problem? And right now it's trying to get rid of all these vacant houses.
I think in Warren, we're still kind of trying to clean up and reimagine and right-size our community from the significant loss in population over the last few decades. I mean, our community is now, I think, just over 35,000 people. Down from, I think, around 65,000. So the housing stock certainly has reflected that. And, this is a wonderful community. And we do have an overall good quality housing stock. It just needed to be right-sized for where we're at now.
And can you paint a picture of Warren for me? Like, at one point, it had a really big population. Why did people start to leave?
Well, it's similar to a lot of communities throughout this region of the country where, the loss of manufacturing jobs led to the closure of multiple factories over a period of time. So you see in Warren, slow and steady population loss through the 80s, 90s, 2000, this last decade, and pretty much stabilized right now at about 35,000 people.
Got it. What changes have you seen in Warren as a result of cleaning up and demolishing the abandoned homes?
It's not all roses, but we have seen a lot of increased property value based on the blight remediation work and also just a general sense of well-being in communities more so than what there was 10 years ago. When we drive around now, there's a lot of vacant lots, and that's certainly something that we have to think about. However, the removal of the vacant houses has made a huge quality of life difference. I hear that from folks all the time, like what the community looked like about 10 years ago in the years after the foreclosure crisis. The city deserved better than that. And so I think what we've been able to do has really helped.
All right. That was Matt Martin with the Trumbull Neighborhood Partnership. Matt, thanks so much for joining us.
Oh, my pleasure.
That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you tomorrow.